Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, how would you like something for your evening meal that's hot, that's yummy, that's speedy to fix, that is I think meets the criteria for a good meal in almost all ways. It's nutritious and, as I say, speedy to make. Well, this is a recipe. Hope if you want this, something that you make in this slow cooker and, you want to say crock pot, it's kind of like Kleenex and tissue. We've gotten to use the crock pot as the same thing as a slow cooker. It correctly is slow cooker, and the brand name is crock pot. But there are other brand names out there. So back to the recipe. If you would like this, it's pretty easy, and have your pencil and paper handy. I want to tell you that this is a recipe that Emily Kringle and I have used with a wellness group here. And so it's been tried out a couple of different times. So I think it's met the standard, something that's yummy, hot, easy, and quick. So we'll go over the ingredients, and then I want to go back and make some comments about a couple of the ingredients and also a couple of things about the slow cookers. So this is slow cooker beef stew, and the first ingredient is 2 tablespoons of flour, followed by 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper. And I'll go back over these, and of course those are kind of your seasonings to get it started. And then for the main part of it, you'll need 16-ounce bag of frozen stew vegetables, 1/4 cup of water or beef stock or red wine, it's 1/4 cup, 1 pound of beef stew meat cut into 1-inch cubes, 1 whole bay leaf, and finally, 1 can or 2 cups of diced tomatoes undrained. Last ingredient, 1 can of diced tomatoes undrained. Now, kind of going back over those and review those, the first item is 2 tablespoons of flour and 1 tablespoon of sugar. Now, sugar, you know, that's not going to add hardly any calories if somebody's going to say, oh, I don't want any sugar in my meat. Sugar in that amount has a tendency to just bring out, sharpen all of the flavors. So it doesn't really taste sweet. It just makes all of the other flavors kind of come together. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. And if you don't like garlic, you could leave that out. That's true in with most of the seasoning kinds of things. Followed by 1 teaspoon of salt, if you'd like to use that. And 1/2 teaspoon of rosemary. Now, if you're not used to using rosemary, that, you know, may be a new flavor. You're going, I don't know about that. Well, again, you can leave it out. But if you haven't used it before, try it. It's one of my favorite herbs. And then 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper. If your family is a pepper person, or pepper people, I guess, you can always increase that. And then the next item was 16 ounces, 1 pound bag of frozen stew vegetables. That's the fast and easy way to do it, but you can always cut up your own vegetables to put in there, whatever you like. Or if you have some leftover vegetables you'd like to use, yeah, you could put those in there too. You may have to hunt for the frozen stew vegetables. And I probably, you know, starting out would not use the soup vegetables because those all are in tiny pieces versus the stew vegetables are in larger pieces. And it usually contains carrots and potatoes and perhaps celery. But like I say, it doesn't just stand out to you there in the frozen food group. You kind of have to look for it. But it's a really fast way to add all these vegetables. And then the next item, 1/4 cup of red wine, beef stock, or water. And if you're using water and you happen to have some beef granules, some other beef flavoring, you might want to put that in to just ramp it up a little bit if you really like a little more flavor. And then a pound of beef stew meat, and it is important that it be cut into 1-inch cubes. Now, many recipes call for browning the meat first, and you may do that. It changes the flavor a little bit, but again, if we're looking for quick and easy, you don't need to brown it. It still will taste very good. And then one whole bay leaf, which of course you're going to pull out before you serve it. And finally, one can of, or 2 cups if you happen to have your own, diced tomatoes undrained. So that adds a little more liquid. Now, you just put all of this into the crock pot. Actually, it's a good idea if you mix the flour and seasonings. Put the vegetables in first, and then put that flour spice mixture over it. Add the meat and the tomatoes. Cook on high for 4 to 6 hours, or low, 8 to 10 hours. That will make 4 good servings. If you want to double that, one of the hints for doubling recipes that go into a slow cooker is not to double the liquid. So instead of 1/2 cup of that liquid, you'd only put in that still the 1/4 cup, because you're going to increase the liquid a little bit with those diced tomatoes. So don't just automatically double the liquid. Also, sometimes just a comment about herbs and seasonings, especially the herbs and the garlic. Some people like to add those near the end, if you're home and you're going to do that. But for a lot of us, the reason we like to do slow cookers is you put it on in the morning when you leave home, and it's ready when you return, and you don't want to have to do anything else with it. Don't be tempted to take the lid off, no matter what recipe you're using in a slow cooker. Unless the recipe tells you to take the lid off and stir it, it's not a good idea, because when you take the lid off, first of all, it lets some of the steam out. And one of the positive things about slow cookers is it keeps all the moisture in there. And secondly, you'll use a lot of heat, and it may take longer to cook this recipe, whatever you're making. So don't be tempted to take the lid off and take a look. Just leave that lid on. If you wanted to add noodles, rice, some of the things like that, do that near the end, or have those pre-cooked and just, heat them up and add it too. In some recipes that call for, not this one, but if you wanted to add sour cream or yogurt or anything that's dairy, you do that during the last 15 minutes or so just to heat through. Otherwise, it could get curdled. I'm wondering if you use your slow cooker, or is it handy? Or is it tucked away somewhere where it's a major thing to get it out? To use it, you probably need it really handy. But there are so many foods that you can put into a slow cooker. Now, some I haven't tried that I'm really tempted when I happen to look through the cookbook that was particularly for slow cookers are appetizers. If you're going to have a party and you want to do something that's kind of, you get it done, it's out of the way, you don't have to worry about doing that at the last minute, a slow cooker might be a way to do that. Another item is breads, like nut breads can be done in a slow cooker. Again, you can put them in, and usually they take a couple of hours. It's not something you leave all day. Breakfast dishes. Now, those you can do overnight, instead of the ones that you fix at night, put in the fridge, take it out early in the morning, just put items in your crock pot, your slow cooker, and they'll be ready for breakfast. My sister regularly cooks oatmeal in her small slow cooker and has that nice hot oatmeal for breakfast. But there are other breakfast dishes that you can also do in slow cookers. Another item is desserts. And again, I've really never done a dessert in a slow cooker, but there are some that I think would be really, really good. My book happens to have one for custard, for rice pudding, and for that fudgy kind of cake pudding where you pour the water on top that you put in the oven. Hey, you can do that in a slow cooker. And of course, you don't have to do the whole meal. That's sort of the way I usually do a whole meal, is the meat and the veggies, kind of like the stew, only maybe not cut up. But you could just do the vegetables also if you want some different kind of meat. So, real quickly, the ingredients for this slow cooker beef stew. 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 tablespoon of sugar, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon rosemary, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper, 16 ounces of frozen stew vegetables or your replacement, 1/4 cup of liquid, whether that's beef stock, water, or wine, 1 pound of stew meat, 1 bay leaf, 1 can or 2 cups of diced tomatoes, and put those seasonings in first, put the vegetables in the bottom, put the meat and the rest in. High setting 4 to 6 hours and low setting 8 to 10 hours, and enjoy. Until next time, just think speedy comfort food during this busy holiday season.